brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
And good morning, North State. Casey, in our news time, well, it's not news now. It's Free Fire Radio. This is Bob Martin. I do the Casey in our morning news. Carl will be here soon. Carl and Bad Bob trying to get our on-air signal restored on AM 1460. We are still continuing our programming online at KCNR1460.com. So this is Free Fire Radio for Wednesday, December 26th, 2012. And like I say, we'll get our AM signal restored. We're working on that, getting it restored as soon as possible. But we continue to stream our programming online as we do 24/7 at KCNR1460.com. And we welcome you to this post-Christmas edition of Free Fire Radio. We hope you enjoyed the Christmas music in this time slot yesterday morning, where the KCNR Morning News and Free Fire Radio normally reside between 6 and 9 in the morning. We take a look at the forecast right now at 7:07. Showers are likely, mainly before 4 o'clock this afternoon. Cloudy skies over Reading, a high near 46 today. Wind should remain fairly calm. The chance of rain placed at 70%, dropping to 40% tonight and then gone tomorrow. The rain is expected to return possibly Friday, a 30% chance of showers Friday, 40% Friday night, and 30% on Saturday. Temperature-wise, again, we'll see a high of 46 again today, 48 tomorrow, 45 on Friday, 47 on Saturday, with overnight lows of 31 tonight, 29 tomorrow night, and 32 Friday night. So some freezing weather, just barely, but freezing weather ahead for the next few overnights. Currently a little warmer than that, 37 degrees under overcast skies in downtown Reading. Free Fire Radio continues this morning. Carl Bott will be here soon. He, along with Bad Bob, Bob Balaji, getting us back on the air on AM 1460. We're streaming online right now at KCNR1460.com. Our AM signal temporarily down, and we are working on restoring it. In case you missed the news, a two-alarm fire at the Good News Rescue Mission's administrative offices in Reading early Christmas Day caused extensive damage to the building that only a few weeks ago was hit by flooding. A Rescue Mission staffers on Tuesday morning used an industrial fan to ventilate the building on South Market Street, which houses the administrative offices, distribution center, and academic and job placement center down the street from the mission's shelter. The offices sustained heavy smoke damage, and it is yet unknown to what extent the Rescue Mission's network system has been affected. The blaze, by the way, was touched off between 3 and 3:30 in the morning in a plastic trash receptacle located behind the Good News Rescue Mission. It's 9 minutes past 7 o'clock this morning here at AM 1460 KCNR. Except we're not on AM 1460 at the moment. Our signal is down, so we're working on getting that restored, but we continue to broadcast online at KCNR1460.com. We'll be back in just a moment with a look at the Wells Fargo Market Minute here on KCNR. You're hearing us at KCNR1460.com online.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
You've heard me say this quite often. As dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. There's a reason I keep telling you this. It's because it's true. Because as dealers, we do all pay the same price for these vehicles. So come to Crown Motors and you'll understand why I say the difference is what we sell them for. Come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
The machine you ride tells everyone who you are. Ready to make a statement? The change? Then take the time to visit Redding Harley-Davidson right off I-5 at 1268 Twin View Boulevard. Take a test drive that can change your life forever. Redding Harley-Davidson has been serving the North State since 1977 and carries a full range of Harley-Davidson accessories, service items, and collectibles, and has everything the new or experienced biker needs. Financing your new lifestyle is also available as low as 3.99% OAC. Redding Harley-Davidson also has a full-service facility and professional experienced and friendly technicians ready to help you. Find out what's over the hill around the next corner while riding a Harley today. Living the dream is only a short ride away. That's 1268 Twin View off of I-5, or visit their website at readingharleydavidson.com. They're open Tuesday through Saturday from 9 o'clock till 5:30. Tired of drifting through life? Then visit Redding Harley-Davidson and experience the ride. Live the dream.
Who can help you through the legal challenges of a divorce? Help you avoid mistakes and navigate this difficult process during an emotional time in your life.
I'm Pat Beasley. I'm committed to resolution-oriented family law. I'm here to listen and guide you successfully through the divorce process.
I'm Andreas Mitry. The law offices of Beasley and Mitry offers you the confident guidance of an experienced attorney to keep you from making mistakes. When it comes to issues like child custody, child support, visitation, and division of property, you'll have to live with the outcome for years. So make sure it's done right.
The law office of Beasley and Mitry is ready to help with competent, efficient representation. Call today for a preliminary consultation at 229-0392. That's 229-0392.
This holiday season, you may notice a change in mom or dad. Not taking medication, not eating, the refrigerator is bare, or not paying bills. They may need a little extra help. This is Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. We can provide experienced screen caregivers from just a few hours a week up to 24/7. Help with light housekeeping, meal preparation, transportation assistance, running errands, personal care, even Alzheimer's and dementia care. If you need some help or advice, please give me a call. Senior Helpers, care and compassion at a moment's notice.
Hello, I'm Chef Cal from Old School Restaurant in the Pine Street School, former Peel local location, and we understand that some of life's greatest moments are celebrated and memories created in restaurants. And as we move into the new year, we want Old School to be a place where friends and family continue to meet as we all look forward to what the new year has in store. So we've designed a very special menu of my favorites, along with exciting entertainment on New Year's Eve with Mr. Lou White and the band performing till 1 a.m. As we end 2012 and look forward to 2013, we'll be offering a very special four-course menu all weekend long, including luscious lobster bisque, followed by a gorgonzola stuffed pear salad, nestled in flaky puff pastry laced with a champagne vinaigrette. Entrees from beef Wellington style, salmon Oscar, or vegetarian butternut squash with asparagus and risotto. And finish off 2012 with a very special dessert as we present a celebration of chocolate. Get more details at oldschoolrestaurant.com or by calling 244-4600. Old School Restaurant is open for lunch Tuesday through Friday and serving dinner Tuesday through Sunday. Hope you have a very joyful and safe holiday season from Old School Restaurant. And don't forget our private banquet facilities for your holiday celebrations.
Haven Humane Society offers these holiday tips to keep your animals safe. Holly, mistletoe, and poinsettias can be toxic if eaten. Holiday lights mean more electrical cords strung around your home, so be sure they're in good condition. Make sure your tree is properly secured to prevent pets from knocking it over. And remember, tinsel, yarn, and ribbon can be detrimental to pets. For more details, call 241-1653 and listen to Pet Talk with Haven Humane on Free Fire Radio, 8 to 9, on the fourth Thursday of each month here on AM 1460, KCNR.
KCNR 1460 kicks off 2013 with a new lineup that includes new faces and familiar friends. Following Free Fire Radio, Mike Huckabee from 9 to 12 noon. Laura Ingram makes her triumphant return from 12 to 3, followed by Dennis Miller to round out your afternoon. It all starts January 2nd right here on KCNR 1460. Happy New Year.
A very happy New Year.
Can you handle the truth? Are you tired of the mainstream media spin? Do you believe that the economy is recovering? Are you prepared for the economic collapse that's coming? Are you prepared for hyperinflation? Do you think the government will solve your problems? Do you care about your children's future? Are you self-reliant? Will you fight for your freedom? Want solutions? Want the truth? Tune in to 1460 Sovereign Minds Radio now at 8 o'clock on Saturday mornings, where we always handle the truth.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
And this is Bob Martin in for Carl and Linda for a few more minutes. Good news, we're back on the air at AM 1460 KCNR. We've been continuing our programming online at KCNR1460.com. We appreciate you hanging in there and listening this morning. Our AM signal has been restored. Again, we're back on at AM 1460 here at KCNR Radio. Now, KCNR news time is 7:15, and better late than never, let's go to the Wells Fargo Market Minute with Kathy Lathrop-Cummings, I believe. Kathy?
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is positive 24 points at 13,163. The S&P 500 is positive fractionally at 1427, and the NASDAQ is positive 1 at 3014. Active stocks today include Bank of America up 8 cents at $11.33 and Rite Aid Corporation up 7 cents at $1.38. Stocks of local interest, Tri-Counties Bank is down 5 cents at $16.44, and Pacific Gas and Electric is down 29 cents at $40.61. In the bond market, we are finding higher prices this morning, which has lowered the 30-year Treasury yield to 2.93%. And then in the commodity markets, we're finding higher prices for crude oil up $2.58 at $91.19. Gold is up $6.70 at $16.66.20. And silver is up 28 cents at $30.18. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop-Cummings with the running office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
All right. Thank you very much, Kathy. We will check back with you again next hour. The Wells Fargo Market Minute coming your way on AM 1460. Be sure to see Wells Fargo Advisors. They're on Park Marina Drive in Reading. You can call them for your financial advice needs at 243-7561. It's 7:17. Again, you're listening to Free Fire Radio. I'm Bob Martin in for Carl Bott. Carl will be back around 7:30 this morning. We thank Carl, along with Bad Bob, who was supposed to be off today, and we thank both of them for helping get our signal back on the air. We're back on at AM 1460 KCNR. This is Wednesday, the 26th of December. Five more days left in the year, and the weather forecast looks like we're going to get rain for most of that 5 days on and off. Showers likely before 4 o'clock this afternoon. Cloudy skies over Reading. A high near 46 today. We'll see a low around 31 tonight as the cloud cover extends into tomorrow morning. We should see mostly sunny skies, dry conditions on Thursday, but then it'll cloud up again with a chance of showers returning Friday night and Saturday. About a 30% chance in that time period when the showers return. Again today, the chance of rain 70%. We'll see a high of 46, a low tonight around 31, a high of 48 tomorrow as things dry out. Watch for some frost tomorrow morning as well. And the lows are dipping below freezing the next several nights. We'll see, again, a low of 31 tonight, 29 tomorrow night, and right at freezing, 32 on Friday night for Reading. 36 degrees under overcast skies right now. Free Fire Radio continuing at 7:18 this morning. And in addition to that fire we were talking about at the Good News Rescue Mission that occurred yesterday morning, it started around 3 in the morning in a plastic trash receptacle behind the Good News Rescue Mission, and they have just gotten it with both barrels this holiday season. Recall the Good News Rescue Mission sustained extensive flooding damage around Thanksgiving. Well, yesterday morning, a fire at the Good News Rescue Mission damaging the administrative offices, distribution center, and academic and job placement center, all sustaining heavy smoke damage. The facility will be unusable for at least a month and possibly longer. I know they will appreciate your help in whatever form it takes, and we'll undoubtedly be getting more information on how you can help the Good News Rescue Mission recover from this latest calamity. We'll get it to you as soon as we know. KCNR time now is 7:19. Also, that wild Greyhound bus ride yesterday, Siskiyou County authorities arresting a 66-year-old man from Kennewick, Washington, after the man allegedly stabbed two passengers on the bus. Charles Burnett Ripley, now being held without bail on suspicion of attempted murder and assault with a deadly weapon in connection with the stabbings of a 23-year-old woman and 22-year-old man while both were riding in the Greyhound bus just south of Central Dunsmuir on Interstate 5. Charles Ripley had allegedly been talking to himself, and without warning or provocation, Ripley began stabbing the woman seated across from him and the man. The two were taken to Mercy Medical Center in Mount Shasta. Other passengers were able to restrain Ripley until authorities arrived. Again, he's being held without bail in Siskiyou County on suspicion of attempted murder and assault with a deadly weapon. It's 7:20 right now here at AM 1460 KCNR. This is Free Fire Radio. Bob Martin in for Carl Bott for a little while longer. And we'll be back with more Free Fire Radio. Reminding you, we're back on at AM 1460. And you can hear us at KCNR1460.com online as well. Thanks for listening to AM 1460 KCNR, the home of Free Fire Radio.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
My son's car was painted at Maaco in Redding. He liked the work, but I liked the price.
I took my 2-year-old Chevy to Maaco in Redding. You can't even tell I was in an accident.
Maaco does collision repair?
Sure, they do everything a body shop does and everything they won't do. And the work is great.
No wonder customer satisfaction is so high. Choose Maaco in Redding for paint.
And collision.
Maaco in Redding has been family owned and operated for over 15 years. For a limited time, Maaco's most economical paint service, the Ambassador, is just $299. That's right, $299. Come in today. You don't want to miss this special. Maaco is located at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 226-0992. Whatever your uh-oh, better get Maaco. Call 226-0992. That's Maaco in Redding, 226-0992. Fret Body Work and Large Vehicles Estimate.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Free Fire Radio continues here at 7:23 this morning. Bob Martin in for Carl Bott, who will be here in just a little while. We're taking a look at news around the world, nation, and locally as well this morning on Free Fire Radio. And we remind you, we're going to have a contest for the strangest gift of the year. So get ready to call in for that. Tell us what you got for Christmas. It was unusual. At 530-605-4567. 530-605-4567. Unfortunately, I cannot answer the phone right now as I am the only one in the studio. We were off the air for a time this morning on AM 1460. We continued our programming on KCNR1460.com online, and we appreciate you listening there. Our AM signal is back on the air now. Again, we are KCNR AM 1460. You're listening to Free Fire Radio and the news out of Washington as we head into the home stretch for 2012. Still no deal on the fiscal cliff. If you weren't frustrated enough over the failure of Congress to resolve the fiscal cliff, consider this. Lawmakers on Capitol Hill probably can enact a compromise quickly and easily if Republican leaders let Democrats provide most of the votes. That would give Democrats a bigger voice in the bargain, of course, which the Republican-led House is loath to do. That's why about 10% of the House's members, staunch anti-tax conservatives, were able to thwart Speaker John Boehner's bid to pass a narrowly crafted bill that might have strengthened Boehner's bargaining hand. By trying to pass his plan with Republican votes alone, Boehner could afford to lose only 24 of the 241 House Republicans. And Boehner's private headcount found nearly twice that many defectors, according to party insiders, and that forced Boehner to give up without seeking a formal vote. The miscalculation on what was known as Plan B left negotiations in disarray as the December 31st fiscal cliff deadline nears. While all this was going on last week, the House was 192 Democrats essentially set on the sidelines. House speakers traditionally advance major legislation only if most of their own party members support it. It's called the majority of the majority rule of thumb, but past speakers, including Nancy Pelosi and Dennis Hastert, have ignored the rule at times. Some Democrats are now calling on John Boehner to do the same to avert the fiscal cliff of big tax hikes and spending cuts scheduled to take effect in the new year. Veterans in both parties say many House Democrats would likely join a sufficient number of Republicans, though not necessarily a majority, to pass a compromise along the lines that Boehner and President Obama seemed to be nearing last week before Boehner struck out on his own. Such a compromise plan might preserve Bush-era tax cuts for all couples making less than $400,000 or so a year, and it could also include an outline for future spending cuts and changes to keep the alternative minimum tax from hitting millions of new taxpayers. While Obama did not explicitly embrace such a plan, he and Boehner appeared to be edging towards some variation of it, but Boehner abruptly launched his separate proposal, again the one he dubbed Plan B, and the conservatives' revolt killed that one late last Thursday. Boehner's plan would have spared anybody making less than $1 million a year from a tax rate hike in 2013. Again, the benchmark was $1 million a year. At least 40 House Republicans refused to back any tax rate increase at all, and that doomed the plan. But perhaps as many as 200 House Republicans apparently were willing to let tax cuts expire for a fraction of the wealthiest households, and that is a significant break from the party's no-tax-hikes-ever orthodoxy. GOP leaders note that virtually everybody's taxes are going to go up on January 1st without congressional action. They say sparing 98 or 99% of Americans is the best political alternative given the president's negotiating strength. Now, it's not known how many House Republicans would vote to avert the fiscal cliff by supporting a tax and spend plan closer to Obama's liking. In his reelection campaign, the president called for letting the Bush-era tax cuts expire on incomes above $250,000 for couples and $200,000 for individuals. In later negotiations with Boehner, however, the president said he could accept a $400,000 threshold if Republicans agreed to other tax and spending provisions. An Obama-backed deal presumably would draw the overwhelming support of House and Senate Democrats, but even if every House Democrat backed it, it would still need another 25 votes in that chamber from Republicans. Some Democrats say Boehner should let a few dozen willing Republicans provide those votes by putting an Obama-blessed bill on the floor. Chris Van Hollen, the Maryland Democrat, talking to Bloomberg TV yesterday, said if Speaker Boehner is willing to bring to the floor of the House a bill and just let this House work its will, Democrats and Republicans voting as their conscience determines, then I believe we can get something done. Van Hollen noted that Pelosi, as House Speaker in 2006, violated that majority of the majority rule by letting Republicans provide most of the votes for an Iraq war funding measure that she disliked. Dennis Hastert, who was Republican Speaker from 1999 to 2007, overrode that rule at least twice, the majority of the majority rule. In one case, Hastert let Democrat votes carry the load on a stem cell research bill everyone knew President Bush would veto. Hastert also yielded to pressure to let the McCain-Feingold campaign finance bill pass, even though most House Republicans opposed it. It's 7:29 this morning here at AM 1460 KCNR, and
I'm back. You know what? Here's some of the joys of having ownership of a radio station, and that is the fact is that everything's going fine. You're riding in, and all of a sudden the signal goes out, and so the first thing you do is you turn around and you head for the transmitter after you call the studio. So, oh no, everything's okay in here. So we head on down, and I head on down to the transmitter. Gosh, everything's working there. It's perfect. And then, so what it turns out, it's a piece of equipment that could be overridden from far away, and Bob Belongi did that, and that's what happened. So, thanks, Bob Belongi. And, anyway, we're back, and we're getting ready to take a break here in like 20 seconds. Carl Lindebot, Free Fire Radio. You know, happy day after Christmas. I just had my present this morning. I was wading around in 2 feet of water. We'll be right back. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Thank you, Carl. Again, more of Free Fire Radio right after this from Fox News.
From the Fox Business Network, stocks are edging higher in early trading as President Obama and lawmakers get ready to resume fiscal cliff negotiations. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow is up about 24 points. Meanwhile, 2012 is shaping up to be a good year for Toyota. The Japanese automaker estimates that worldwide sales are up 22% this year versus 2011. That'll likely push Toyota back to the top spot in global sales for the first time in 2 years, surpassing General Motors and Volkswagen. Moving forward, Toyota expects global sales to be up 2% next year. And the iPad Mini still fresh off the manufacturing line, but reports of a new iPad are already circulating on Japanese tech blog Mako Takara. But tech fans must be wondering, what can a fifth-generation iPad possibly offer that's new? Mako Takara says it'll look like the Mini in terms of design, sporting a thinner, more narrow, and shorter body. The report also claims Apple's working on a new iPad Mini. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal, and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. We're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free, get 2 free gifts, and free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. Visit GetProactive.com or call 1-800-609-0217. That's 1-800-609-0217.
Hello, Americans, you know what the news is. Now you're going to know the rest of the story. This is Paul Marvey for Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. A local family needed a new heating and cooling system, but they never found anyone better than Alliance. We learned long ago that it's the people that make our systems better. Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, 221-2642, or visit us online at homecomfort.org. And that's the rest of the story. Good day.
I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. If you are currently on Medicare or will turn 65, you should know that Medicare does not cover all of your medical expenses. You may have deductibles and copays, which could cost thousands of dollars. A traditional Medicare supplement insurance policy can help you cover the part that Medicare does not pay. Review your needs before you turn 65 or during open enrollment if you want to consider a traditional Medicare supplement. If you need individual health insurance or insurance for your business, call Tom Wood at the Advice Center today at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN, or go to our website at theadvicecenter.com. For health insurance or to protect yourself against the high cost of long-term care, loss of income due to a disability, or for low-cost life insurance as competitive as any online, call 244-7526 or 244-PLAN today.
California Life Insurance License 0B85106.
Everybody's talking about Tapas Downtown, restaurant and bar, bringing fresh new flavors to downtown Reading. A great place to meet for any meal, Tapas Downtown is locally owned and offers a casual dining experience and an all-original menu. Try us for Tapa Hour, tasty cocktails and tapa specials every day, including late night on Friday and Saturdays. Find us in downtown Reading on Oregon Street or call 247-7299. Tapas Downtown, always fresh, always delicious, never a dull meal.
911.
These people, they came to my store. They told me to get down. I did.
So you're saying that you were just robbed? Did they have any weapons?
I'm 12 years old.
Realignment, a poor economy, and law enforcement agencies that are facing cutbacks mean one thing to Northern California residents. You may have to take your personal protection into your own hands. This is retired U.S. Army Command Sergeant Major Ted Leidy, senior instructor at NorCal Firearms Instruction at Bastiani Arms. NorCal Firearms Instruction is an approved concealed weapons training facility for all 6 Northern California counties. We specialize in comprehensive personal protection, safety, local and state laws, and live fire training. NorCal Firearms Instruction offers basic CCW, advanced handgun, and of course, our popular ladies-only CCW classes. Oh, by the way, we start every class with a Pledge of Allegiance. Give Bastiani Arms a call at 222-8222 to schedule your training or visit us on the web at www.norcalfi.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I will see you at the range.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl Lindebar, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, 7:35 in the morning on December the 26th. How was your Christmas? Strange gifts. Strange gifts. I think that I think I started out with the tie. I got the tie. It's the Christmas tie. Everybody gets a Christmas tie, right? These are ones that you wouldn't wear anywhere else except to Christmas parties in your own house. Not even all the rooms in your house. They're just, you know, like there's people around. So my green tie and white tie and red tie with all the things on it. But there was one part of the tie that was even more. That was even more special. And that was if you pushed the center of the tie, it would play little Christmas songs. This is true. But it would play them at such a pitch that most people couldn't hear them, but Elk Killer could. So I'd push the button, Elk Killer would start howling and run around the house because she was the only one that could hear. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle on the way, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle bells. And that was it. That was it. So I took a perverse pleasure the rest of the afternoon, is when the dog would be asleep, is to push the button on my tie. Now, if there's anybody, you know, since when we go off the air, you got to kind of like give us a chance. Come on back in. Is there anybody in the chat room there? Bob, one or two people besides you?
John Dixon is in the
John
chat
Dixon.
Room.
John, good morning, John. We're on the air. John, give us a call and tell us what you think about. What was your Christmas like? What are you looking for this year? What are you looking at for things? We haven't talked to you in a while. John, give us a call here. The other things we want to talk about is, we're going over and over again, you know, after this tragedy 2 weeks ago in Sandy Hook Elementary, we're still going on. You've got a governor that's calling for the complete ban of semi-automatic weapons. You've got other people that people that I've talked to that said, you know, that, oh, no, I think you should be able to have weapons. I just don't think you should be able to have so many weapons. Okay, and I then said, well, how many is too many? And, of course, that number, you know, you can never come up with that number. How many is too many? Is five too many? I mean, what if you hunt, if you shoot skeet and you hunt upland game or birds and you hunt pheasants and you hunt doves and you hunt quail and you hunt pigs and you hunt deer and you hunt antelope and you might hunt elk. I mean, how many guns do you need? Do you need one for every one of them or can one do all of that? Well, one can't do all of that. And why? And why do you need a semi-automatic weapon? Why do you have a weapon that when you pull the trigger that it fires and then it reloads itself and then you pull the trigger again and it fires again? Why do you need that? Is that important? Is that important to your life? Isn't it more important to make sure everybody is safe? And a semi-automatic weapon it shoots fast. And if you have a lot of rounds in it, it can shoot fast. And you don't have to reload. So why do you need something like this? Why do you, as a hunter or a shooter or somebody that likes to shoot guns, why do you need something like that? Well, because you enjoy this. And when you're hunting, a lot of times a shot is followed up by a quick shot afterwards for semi-automatic. There have been hunting rifles and semi-automatic for a century at least. There's been, you know, you have pistols. And pistols, a lot of people use pistols for a lot of different reasons, a lot of different reasons. Some of it is just target practice. Some of them have never taken them out of the case and they just, you know, anywhere else except for target practice. Some people have used them in the military. Some people use them in their job. Some people use them to protect themselves and their families. And I found that a lot of people that scream about take away people's right to have a weapon are usually living in a life where they have the good life, and especially if they're from some of the upper echelons in Hollywood, is that they've got guards around them all the time, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, so but what about people that use a weapon to protect themselves? And how many hundreds of thousands of times has that saved somebody's life without ever being fired? And if you do start taking weapons away from people, if you do say it's illegal, will that work? The only way that that's going to work is if you make this into a police state and you sweep from one end of the country to the other and take all the weapons. And how are you going to do that? The big mistake, one of the big mistakes that was made in Iraq was when Bush went in there and said, oh, hey, it's over. It wasn't over. The people needed to be protected. We didn't have enough troops. We didn't shut the border down. We couldn't guard the armory. All these different armories that were out there, and installations had ammunition and bombs and everything. So what happened? The people armed themselves. At that point, you know, there was people walking around carrying AKs. They were trying to protect their families. And when you don't have any, when you don't have a law and order, they had to do it themselves to protect themselves. So when we're there, if, you know, if there had been order, if there had been a way to protect yourself all the time, then there wouldn't be that. It wouldn't be that. But it's not like that in life. Police aren't there to walk with you every step of the way. And the cities that have really, 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 really stringent gun control, like Chicago and D.C. and other areas like that, have a high murder rate. So how do you figure that works? We'll be right back. We've got something else we're going to be talking about. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
When I think holiday season, I think big. Big gatherings, big gifts, and big decorations. Wouldn't it be nice, though, if this season big meant win big? At North Valley Bank, it can. Beginning November 19th, each time you use your North Valley Bank debit card for purchases, you're automatically entered into a drawing to win great prizes. On December 4th, five winners will receive $100 cash. On December 18th, five more will get $250 cash. And on January 15th, five lucky winners will receive a 37-inch LCD HD TV. The more you use your card, the more chances you have to win. Don't already have a North Valley Bank debit card? No problem. It's easy to order. Just stop in or call any branch location. Start shopping and you might win big this holiday season with North Valley Bank. Member FDIC. No purchase or account required. See official contest rules on our website for more details. Campaign ends January 14th, 2013.
Free. Is anything really free anymore? The answer is yes. Did you know that Gone for Free Recycling will come to your home or office and remove your old electronics and appliances for free? Working or not? TVs, computers, monitors, refrigerators, microwaves, washers, and dryers, the list goes on and on. All removed at no cost to you. Just call 357-GONE. That's 357-4663 and make an appointment today. Or check out their website at goneforfree.com. Your old electronics and appliances will be gone for free.
Hi, this is Sharon, owner of Home Helpers, here to wish you a safe and happy holiday season. While spending time with family this joyous time of year, keep in mind some simple signs that mom and dad may be needing some more help at home. Many families notice changes in their loved ones while seeing them over the holidays. Is the mail stacking up? Have you seen past due notices? Have mom or dad forgotten to turn off appliances or failed to lock the doors at night? Check the refrigerator for food freshness and expiration dates. And check medications. Are they being refilled timely and taken properly? For more tips and information on how you can help, visit ReadingHomeHelpers.com or call me, Sharon, for an in-home assessment and learn more about Home Helpers and our many home care services. Call Home Helpers at 226-8350 or visit us online at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. This holiday season, give your loved one the gift of safely remaining at home. Happy holidays from Home Helpers.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and Linda Bach, Free Fire Radio, KCNR1460. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's with coffee. I mean, I tell you what, are you getting tired, just a little tired of the constant rain. You know, I noticed today when I was walking out in the transmitter that the water was up well over my shoes. So I go to Espresso. You go to Espresso Joe's and get that coffee, tea, get that drink that you want. And of course, then they also have the lowest prices in town for tobacco products right there at Tobacco and Brew. 30 years in business supporting our community. Joe and Shelly, great people. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Bob, what is the weather today?
Okay, we got more rain for the last 5 days of 2012. Carl, we're seeing a 70% chance of showers today, a high near 46 for Redding. That'll drop to 40% overnight. We should have a dry Thursday and then more showers, possibly as soon as Friday, 30 to 40% chance over the weekend. We'll see a high of 46 today, a low of 31 tonight, and currently we have 37 degrees under overcast skies.
Okay, you know, we were looking at the editorial today in the paper, and they talked about how the admissions of guilt and mistakes made in what happened in Benghazi. I don't know if that will put it to sleep, will put it to bed, that, we made these, you know, we didn't have enough security, we let the ambassador go down to Benghazi to a center of anger and a lot of demonstrations and people that were there was already a lot of suspicions what was going on, a lot of indicators going on, and we sent him down there with little security and letting the Libyans guard him. I mean, we don't do that for a mayor going into to a part of the city in large cities, and yet we did it in Benghazi. And so a number of people resigned over this. Now, you know, how far up the line does it go? I mean, yes, the fact is that when this was happening, Obama left the next morning to go to a fundraiser. That was high on his list of things that had to be done. Was he the one that was directly involved with it? Of course not. I mean, it's one of those things. But there are things, is that, well, how are they going to change it? Well, the State Department says, they need more money. You know, the military guards embassies, the Marines guard embassies in a lot of places. And the problem is it takes them a while to get them started, and it takes people. So, but there is a protection service, as pointed out in the an executive protection service or a State Department there. It is. But the questions all have to keep on going back. Who was making these decisions? And was it when the people that retired or resigned or were told to resign, was it there? Was that the last step? Were they the ones that made those decisions? Or were people like Hillary Clinton, who has yet to appear in front of any committee, due to illness and then a concussion from falling from the illness, which makes me kind of wonder, this is our Secretary of State that has to be out there, and yet can't be. And it'll just be, of course, she's leaving as Secretary of State, so maybe that has something to do with it, John Kerry looks like being the one that's nominated to come in there. But the bottom line is at some point, did Hillary ever know about what was going on up to then? Was there, was it underlings making these decisions? And here's the thing that needs to be changed is, are we changing the process and the procedures that would have that decision where the ambassador is asking for help and the ambassador is asking for certain things to happen, that it never makes it to the Secretary of State? The one that should be talking directly to him? Or did he ever talk directly to Hillary Clinton and say, you know what, it's getting bad here. We need to have this done. We need to have our own planes. We need to have, this. And then when the people are on the ground calling for help, did that word ever get to her? And if it did, it's not clear. If it got to her and she refused to send help. And then the other questions of the Navy captain of an aircraft carrier there getting relieved from his job during the middle of this crisis. What was the story on that? And, of course, the Army general that had a change of command. But in the Navy with the Navy captain, he may have been even the admiral in charge of the whole carrier battle group. But being relieved from his duties, because the rumors is that he was wanted to give them help, and they told him to stand down, and he didn't want to do that. So, these are other questions along here. I'm not getting into the realm of conspiracy theory here. I'm thinking that there's been a whole lot of mistakes made there, and nowhere along the line Hillary Clinton, who was the Secretary of State, knew about it. That's the question. With all this stuff going on, what did Hillary know and not know? Did she know it was happening? And if so, did she just ignore it, or did she let somebody below her handle it? We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bach, KCNR 1460.
That's right, and Semo Vineyards is bringing the London cabs to the North State. Riding in a British cab is a special treat, and you don't have to go to England to do it. Just call on Semo Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137. Schedule that special trip on the town, to your favorite restaurant, or a tour of the vineyards. That's the London cabs at Semo Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137.
You've heard me say this quite often. As dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. There's a reason I keep telling you this. It's because it's true. Because as dealers, we do all pay the same price for these vehicles. So come to Crown Motors and you'll understand why I say the difference is what we sell them for. Come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. If you are currently on Medicare or will turn 65, you should know that Medicare does not cover all of your medical expenses. You may have deductibles and copays, which could cost thousands of dollars. A traditional Medicare supplement insurance policy can help you cover the part that Medicare does not pay. Review your needs before you turn 65 or during open enrollment if you want to consider a traditional Medicare supplement. If you need individual health insurance or insurance for your business, call Tom Wood at the Advice Center today at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN, or go to our website at theadvicecenter.com. For health insurance or to protect yourself against the high cost of long-term care, loss of income due to a disability, or for low-cost life insurance as competitive as any online, call 244-7526 or 244-PLAN today.
California Life Insurance License 0B85106.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort, with expanded practice hours, including evening and Saturday appointments to accommodate busy schedules. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back, Carl and the Bot. Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Good morning after Christmas. It was a little bit of a late start this morning when we're going fine until 6:25, and we just go off the air. And so, of course, I immediately head down to the transmitter, and the transmitter's great. So come back here, and turns out that we had to do an electronic override to something, and which puts us all back on the air. Wish we had known that before I waded through 2 feet of water out there. This portion of the show is brought to you by Crown Motors. Stop by and visit your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, the Ram dealership serving Reading and surrounding areas. You know what? They're your neighbors giving you great deals on things. And on cars. And they've got a selection of previously owned and brand new cars, trucks, and SUVs that if you can't find it, there probably doesn't exist. Not only do they take great pride in what they sell you, they take great pride in keeping their vehicles on the road. Super, super service department there. Stop by 555 Cypress Avenue in Reading or give them a call at 530-223-2177. Well, so how was your Christmas day, Bob?
Oh, Christmas Day was great, Carl. Thanks for asking. How was yours?
It was fine. Did you take all your dogs and cats and give them a party or a did they all get a present?
Yeah, they got big hugs from Ann and me.
Did you find your remote?
I did not find the remote.
You know, you're still trying to blame it on the dog, right?
I convinced one of the dogs buried it in the backyard.
I think you should go out and look in your van. You know, I dare you to go back and look in your van. And you know what? It'd be a good time to then take a fire hose and clean out your van at the same time.
Why would the remote be in my van?
You know what? I say that to myself. I say, why would this thing that I've been looking for 2-3 days, why would it be here? Guess what? It's there. What can I say? I mean, you should think about that. You just walked out one day, and you didn't know. Phone's ringing.
Well, I probably will find it in the van.
Answer the phone. Okay, there's some other things going on. You know, I keep, you know, people are probably saying, why would you do that? I keep a record of every show that we do. Yeah, I do. I have it written down. I have stacks of yellow notebooks, and you've seen them before. In each show, I've got notes there from each show about things we talked about, and you know, discussions, our guests, the whole thing. And then you have to ask yourself, you know, so why do you do that? Well, I'm gonna tell you why. Mainly is just to kind of go back, because sometimes there's really good things we've talked about, but we have not. We were going to talk about, but because of what happened, we have a lot of guests or something we go over that we don't talk about. So I'm going to go through these. And then again, on toward the end of the year, so probably Friday, I'm going to probably go over some of the stories we talked about all during the year and just to refresh our memories on it. You know, ones that brought up some things or little known laws that passed that are affecting us. Are we, do we have a phone caller there?
That was Linda.
Oh.
She wants you to call her back at 8 o'clock.
Oh, well, thank you very much, Linda. Okay, you know, just anyway, I'm talking about some things here, and we're trying to get back online, and some of the subjects, you know, when you see things like in around town with Good News Rescue Mission, it had a fire. And burnt the did you cover that story today there, Bob? And
I did.
It burnt the executive offices there, right?
That's right.
So how much damage was it? And they're not shut down though.
Well,
are they?
They are. The administrative offices, the distribution center, the job placement center, all sustained heavy smoke damage. So they estimate
do they know what caused it?
They'll be unusable for about a month. Yes, they do. It was a fire in a trash can behind the building about 3 a.m. You can just guess how that might have started.
A fire in a trash can behind the building.
Yeah.
At 3 a.m.
Somebody trying to keep warm.
Or they were just dropping their cigarettes in there.
That could be.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry to hear that. Is Good News Rescue Mission shut down? It's not shut down, is it?
What?
Well, okay, at the break, let's try and give them a call and see if they're open for business. All right. And see what's going on with that. We come back. We have, of course, we're on the news, and we have, a friend that's coming through here to be on the show. Talking about veterans issues after the break here and all the things that are happening right now. Tomorrow we've got Dr. Ray John coming on. And it's a big week. We're going to finish up the week. And then, of course, New Year's and starting out next year. And you've been listening to our advertisements, you know, we've got, Mike Huckabee starting next year on the 2nd. Laura Ingram, who went off the air, has come back home to us via a different group of people. They gave us a call and said if we wanted to have Laura back. And we're going to be moving Dennis Miller to a drive time, but it's going to be a little bit later in the day. And, of course, Roger Hitchcock in the evening and Tom Sullivan. So we're starting out that way. We're going to be changing we're going to be adding a show or two. And then one of our shows is leaving us. Shasta Startup is leaving us next Friday, or this Friday will be the last time. For a year, we've had these men on, Randy Denham and Les Melberg and Kent Dagg. And I tell you what, you know, these are busy guys. But for a year, they've been on and they've talked about business. And they've talked about the positive aspects of business right here in the North State. And it's been a great show. We've got all those archived to be used. And so we're going to be starting some different shows about then. And there'll be some surprises going on. We're still looking, we're looking at one at midnight. Now we're all arguing about a show to put on at midnight for 3 hours. And Bob, J Bob, who, you know, our felon producer here, is holding out for one. We'll talk about that one later. We got to take a break here. Carl Lindebaugh, KCNR, 1460.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Holiday is over, and so is President Obama's vacation. He's heading back to Washington later today to resume talks with congressional leaders to avoid the economically risky fiscal cliff.
We've been told by White House officials there have been no real phone calls between the president and Speaker Boehner over the last few days. There's been very little staff contact. So the bottom line is the president is leaving just to try and jumpstart things. They are still very far apart in terms of working out spending cuts, as well as what the tax rates will be moving forward after January 1st.
Fox's Ed Henry, the president's wife and daughters, will continue their Hawaii vacation. After disappointing holiday sales, it's back to the mall for many today to return those gifts you can live without and cash in those gift cards. Fox Radio's Eben Brown has more in this live report.
Sal, retailers might not have had such a great holiday season this year. The MasterCard Advisor's Spending Pulse, a survey tracking retail business, says sales in the 2 months leading up to Christmas didn't even rise 1%. Analysts had been expecting as much as 4% of a bump over 2011. It could be a sign of consumers holding on to their money out of uncertainty, but it also means retailers and wholesalers have a lot of inventory to unload, and that could mean some deep discounts over the coming weeks, Sal.
Evan, it's going to be difficult and risky getting back to the mall in many parts of the eastern half of the country because of a big winter storm that's bringing snow to the northern states and twisters in the south.
A dangerous storm system unleashed destructive tornadoes across the southeast and powerful winds as far as Texas. The enormous storm is being blamed for at least 3 deaths so far. Roofs were blown off homes in Mobile, Alabama, really the biggest city to be hit by numerous rare winter twisters as well as powerful straight-line winds. Forecasters say there could have been as many as 19 reported tornadoes that ripped through the area.
Fox's Elizabeth Pran, hundreds of flights are canceled. And you're listening to Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Webster, New York, they're mourning two firefighters who were shot and killed Christmas Eve by a gunman who laid a trap for them by setting his home on fire.
The funerals of the two volunteer firefighters who were killed in the ambush have now been set for next Sunday and Monday. And adding to the trauma, the son of one of the victims worked as a 911 dispatcher. And according to the New York Post, he listened to the radio chatter as his dad was shot to death.
Fox's David Lee Miller. Two other firefighters shot and wounded the gunman, William Spengler, committed suicide. Protesters warn that Egypt's new constitution will usher in Islamic rule and restrict freedoms in the country. This opposition leader is hoping the upcoming parliamentary vote will give critics more of a say in the government.
We want to put more people from the liberal side in the parliament. And if we're in the parliament, I mean 100 people in the parliament can change the constitution very easily.
Ahmed Ragab, the leader of the Free Egyptians Party. South Africa's former leader, Nelson Mandela, who's been in a hospital since December 8th, is reported to be looking better and in good spirits. And today's post-Christmas storm clouds in the U.S. could have a silver lining. After all, you could be in Russia.
Russians know cold, but this year it's come months early, with temperatures dropping to at least 30 below here in Moscow, the Far East, and Siberia. Officials say power outages and frozen pipes are a big problem. In the Far East, thousands have been evacuated from their homes because they have no heat. Meanwhile, authorities are warning people not to go outside and are trying to remove the homeless from the streets. Typically, these types of temperatures come in February. Meteorologists say that this will be Russia's coldest winter in more than 50 years.
Fox Radio's Jessica Gallagher in Moscow. Starbucks wants to help avoid the fiscal cliff. The world's biggest coffee chain is asking employees at cafes in the Washington, D.C. area to scribble the words, "Come Together," on cups for drink orders. Salchi and Grasso, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot. 8:05 in the morning, December the 26th, the day after Christmas. And our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, the old chat room. Off the air a little bit this morning for like 30 minutes. I guess it's closer to an hour until we found out that we had, the transmitter was fine, everything's fine. I was getting ready to blame like AT&T. But instead we had a wire running into another piece of electronic equipment that we had to override. And we'll fix later on when we're here. We don't need that obviously right now to make it work. We have backup systems. We just didn't know which backup system to use. And it was J. Bob's fault. He should have known this right away. Why didn't you know that? Just sit there and giggle at me. Because I'm not an engineer. There you go. I'm you can say engineer. That. Okay, it's because I didn't know it. Bad Bob knew it from afar.
Thankfully, though, we were still online on KCNR.com.
Yeah. Our guest today is going to, as soon as we get back from the from our Wells Fargo Minute, we're Bob Dunlap, Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. And I want to talk about a couple of things here on this last week before the year's out. Veterans issues, what's going on with our veterans in the county? Because your name's been used lately about some, in a good sense. When we had the veterans clinic on, talking about how, people are going to you and how the number of people that are coming to the clinic and the average things that are found for our veterans, where it used to be, two or three things that had to be addressed, and now it's up to 15 or 16 and sometimes more. And I want to talk to you about that a little bit. But before we do that, we're going to head to our Wells Fargo advisors, Kathy Lathrop Cummings, for our Market Minute. Kathy, good morning and happy day after Christmas.
Good morning, Carl, and same to you. I hope you had a wonderful holiday.
I hope you did too.
Thank you, I did. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 38 points this morning at 13,100. The S&P 500 is down 7 at 1,419. And the NASDAQ was down 21 at 2,991. Active stocks today include Ford Motor Company up 11 cents at $12.51 and Bank of America up 9 cents at $11.34. Stocks of local interest, North Valley Bank is up 5 cents at $14 even, and Bank of Commerce is down 9 cents at $4.50. Turning to the bond market, we are finding higher prices there this morning, which has brought the 10-year Treasury yield to 1.74%. In the commodity markets, crude oil is up $2.31 at $90.92. Gold is up $2.40 at $16.61.90, and silver is up 2 cents at $29.93. That's the market for now. This is Financial Advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Hey, Kathy, thank you very much. That's our Wells Fargo Advisors, Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 right here. And they give us the latest on what's happening in the market back east. And if you need great advice, you give them a call at 530-243-7561 or just stop by and see them. And their office is on Park Marina Drive right here in Reading. That's our Wells Fargo Advisors. Okay, what's the weather for today there, Bob?
Yes, sir. Sorry, I'm all choked up thinking about the...
Am I doing this to you, or you're getting you all excited?
No, just had a frog in my throat there. Showers likely today and tonight. 70% chance of rain today, dropping to 40% overnight. Now, tomorrow should be a dry Thursday, and then we could see a return of showers as early as Friday. They're saying a 30 to 40% chance of additional rain over the weekend. We should see cloudy skies today with a high around 46, followed by an overnight low of 31, then mostly sunny tomorrow with a high near 48.
Okay, weather is brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards, which is, as it is all the time, Anselmo Vineyards. Great food. They have, you know, ambiance is just beautiful up there. I bet they've probably got some snow. Thursday nights, which Thursday nights, of course, are pizza nights. And great dinners, great brunches. I can't say enough about Anselmo Vineyards. 474-5546. Linda's going to be up there January 11th, and she'll be singing. And it's a Friday night. Okay, we're going to take a break. We come back. Bob Dunlap, Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, is with us, and we're going to be talking about some of the, you know, things that are coming down the pike. There's been some changes. You know, TRICARE is being bumped up, that I thought, but not being bumped up as high as the cost for our retired veterans. Maybe impacts that Obamacare might have on it. I'm not sure about that. But other things, other programs for veterans here, that the year is ending, and what are we looking at for next year? So we'll be right back. Carl on the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
You've heard me say this quite often. As dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. There's a reason I keep telling you this. It's because it's true. Because as dealers, we do all pay the same price for these vehicles. So come to Crown Motors and you'll understand why I say the difference is what we sell them for. Come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
This holiday season, you may notice a change in mom or dad. Not taking medication, not eating, the refrigerator is bare, or not paying bills. They may need a little extra help. This is Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. We can provide experienced screen caregivers from just a few hours a week up to 24/7. Help with light housekeeping, meal preparation, transportation assistance, running errands, personal care, even Alzheimer's and dementia care. If you need some help or advice, please give me a call. Senior Helpers, care and compassion at a moment's notice.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to 1 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Pulse Urgent Care welcomes back Dr. Richard Musselman, joining Dr. Clayton Reinhardt, Dr. Seeger Beatty, and family nurse practitioner Deborah Wright in Pulse's newly expanded facility. Pulse doctors are available to serve you for any urgent care needs 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Flu shots are now available. Pulse Urgent Care is on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Call 722-1111 or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare and private insurances are accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott. That's, you know, like a little tropic music here with all the rain and snow.
That was a little humor. The tide is high.
The tide is high. This portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Gas Pro. You know, Bob, you keep this up, and one of these days I may start liking you. This portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. 4,000 happy customers in Shasta and Tehama counties, senior and veterans discounts, and competitive pricing. Add on to that, locally owned, family operated, and all employees are safety trained and service oriented. What can we say? I mean, that's great. Shasta Gas Propane, give them a call at 530-365-3793. Good people there. 530-365-3793. Bob Dunlap. Good morning, my friend.
Good morning, Carl. Good to be here.
Are you ready for the year to be over?
Am I ready? It just started. It seemed like we were just putting Christmas decorations away from the last time, and now we're putting them back up, and now they're ready to go down again. So,
well, if you're like my house, you probably are just putting them away. In October or something.
We'll get to the point where we just leave them up year round and call it good.
Well, you know what? I do that, except the Griswold tree is in the middle of the house, and only problem with that, at some point in 2 months, it'll probably explode.
It becomes a fire hazard.
It probably already is a fire hazard. That thing drinks 2 gallons of water a day. Can you believe that?
Yeah.
I mean, this tree, I mean, you know, we fill it up, and this is a big stand. It just sucks up the water, and that, you know, we put that stuff in it to make it healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just kind of wait and watch. I mean, you know, when all the needles fall off, I guess it's time to move it.
Oh, boy.
Hey, the Shasta County Veterans Service office that you're ahead of has, was getting a lot of accolades when Pete Privett and the new director of Veterans Clinic was here.
Yeah, Don Black, a good man. I knew Don from when he was with the Compensation and Pension Office out of Sacramento. He was with the VA there. And Compensation and Pension is the part of the VA that will evaluate a claimant for a disability. So the VBA, the Veterans Benefits Administration, will get a claim for a veteran. And when they want to determine whether or not there's some validity to that claim, they'll send it over to the VHA, Veterans Health Care Administration, which is where Don worked. And his office was the Compensation and Pension Exam Office. So he would arrange all the exams for Northern California. He worked for the Northern California Veterans Health Care System. So he would arrange all those. That was his office that did that. So I knew Don for the first part of last year. And he's a good man. I think he's going to be a good fit for Pete. I'm real optimistic that he's going to bring some energy and some new ideas in and keep things going. Pete was a wonderful site administrator, just a great guy.
You can't say enough about Pete Privett. Yeah. I mean, frankly, I mean he showed up about the time I showed up,
mm-hmm.
Frankly, I went to the VA because we had just started a radio show called Free Fire Saturday,
right?
And for people that you know go back that far, well, it was only 4 or 5 years. Anyway, and I'd heard things about the clinic that were not positive. So I said, well, you know, I'm going to go down to the clinic. And I guess I walked in and I've just it's just been really, really good. Every time I go down there, I am impressed by their professionalism and their friendliness. And that's what I've been hearing from almost all the people. I mean, there's going to be a few that are not happy.
But well, you're exactly right. There's going to be some people that just won't be happy no matter what care they receive, no matter what kind of medication they receive. If they get what they're asking for, they're still not going to be happy about it. And you'll find those people anywhere. But by and large, the comments that we hear about the Veterans Administration Clinic are very positive. And my own experience there has been very positive. Real happy with them.
Yeah. They're talking about, of course, the expansion,
right?
Of the going into thousands of feet more, but the other thing too is bringing in more services here, so we don't have to send people down to Mather.
And that's starting already. You know, of course, they've expanded into two satellite offices, one on Cypress across from City Hall, and the other on Eureka Way. And on the Eureka Way office, that's a really exciting expansion that I'm concerned about. And that's that we've never had a vet center presence in Redding. And a vet center is one of those offices that takes care of the mental health issues for our veterans with PTSD, TBI, some of those depression type of issues. We never had a vet center presence in here. To compensate for that, they had contract counselors that were in the Redding area. So we would arrange with the vet center, which was
cottage industry, you might say.
Yeah,
I mean,
is.
I mean, it was, I don't know how many counselors are out there, but I know there's a lot of them. They just had...
Well, there's
a number
five.
Of veterans out there on the on their list there.
Yeah, probably hundreds of veterans that are getting help from these contract counselors.
And that's not going to change, though, right?
It'll probably change through the years. But those veterans that are receiving care now from those counselors, a grandfather, they'll
right.
stay with those counselors.
But the new ones coming in will then be able to go to the vet center because they'll have the psychologist.
They'll
and the
see Ronnie
there.
Potts, who is our new vet center counselor that has the office on Eureka Way, and he'll be able to see folks that. That are new contract into the vet center office. The nice thing about that is they'll have the option of either staying with Ronnie as a contract counselor, or when they are service connected for a disability, they'll be able to go into the VA clinic and receive care there. The other nice thing about the Vet Center presence here is that we've never had a family and a spouse counseling with a Vet Center presence here. Those contract counselors only help the veterans. Now we have an opportunity for the spouse and children to receive counseling as well, and that's what Ronnie's going to do for us. So, you know, that is the missing piece
to
the
huge
Vet Center.
That is huge.
Really is.
Because I tell you what, if we've got a warrior, male or female, with severe PTSD, it impacts on the family.
It does.
It just does. And so they need the help. It's like Alcoholics Anonymous. Yeah, it's like Al-Anon. They need help to figure out how to help their loved one.
That's right. And the VA would say, well, you do have help. You have to go down to Chico to get it. That's where the Vet Center was.
Yeah.
It's just not a good answer. You know, you're going to drive an hour and get 20, 30 minutes of counseling and drive another hour back, and there's half your day gone. So now that we can do it here. So that's pretty much all the missing pieces are there. He is open for business.
Okay.
Right? But he's so new there, there's no business card yet.
We need to get him in here, too.
Absolutely.
So have him on. Okay, we're going to take a break here. Our guest, Bob Dunlap, Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, and head of that. And this is big. This is new. I mean, I know we were talking about it, but I didn't realize they were open for business.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good.
Big news.
I'll send all my people down there. We'll get them started, jump started. We'll be right back. Carlin and the Bot, KCNR 1460.
Doctor on the telephone, help me doctor, something's wrong.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years, we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Hi, this is Sharon, owner of Home Helpers, here to wish you a safe and happy holiday season. While spending time with family this joyous time of year, keep in mind some simple signs that mom and dad may be needing some more help at home. Many families notice changes in their loved ones while seeing them over the holidays. Is the mail stacking up? Have you seen past due notices? Have mom or dad forgotten to turn off appliances or failed to lock the doors at night? Check the refrigerator for food freshness and expiration dates. And check medications. Are they being refilled timely and taken properly? For more tips and information on how you can help, visit ReadingHomeHelpers.com or call me, Sharon, for an in-home assessment and learn more about Home Helpers and our many home care services. Call Home Helpers at 226-8350 or visit us online at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. This holiday season, give your loved one the gift of safely remaining at home. Happy holidays from Home Helpers.
When I think holiday season, I think big. Big gatherings, big gifts, and big decorations. Wouldn't it be nice, though, if this season big meant win big? At North Valley Bank, it can. Beginning November 19th, each time you use your North Valley Bank debit card for purchases, you're automatically entered into a drawing to win great prizes. On December 4th, five winners will receive $100 cash. On December 18th, five more will get $250 cash. And on January 15th, five lucky winners will receive a 37-inch LCD HD TV. The more you use your card, the more chances you have to win. Don't already have a North Valley Bank debit card? No problem. It's easy to order. Just stop in or call any branch location. Start shopping and you might win big this holiday season with North Valley Bank. Member FDIC. No purchase or account required. See official contest rules on our website for more details. Campaign ends January 14th, 2013.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back, Carl and Bob. Day after Christmas, KCNR 1460 in this portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, they're out there. They're out there to help you stay warm, and you need that now. They've been in business since 1992. Good people. Any type of system, they can help you with it. Installation, repairs, emergency calls, and routine maintenance. Alliance Heating and Air will help you out. Give them a call at 530-221-2642. 530-221-2642. Alliance Heating and Air. Our guest is Bob Dunlap. And Bob, you know what I'm going to do? See if people are out there starting to wake up here. But I'm going to give away two tickets. You know, on the 29th of this month, from 5:30 p.m. to 11 p.m. at the Reading Memorial Veterans Hall, they're having a party, a dinner. It's going to be kind of like a New Year's Eve gala, or New Year's gala, but not on New Year's Eve. So you can go out on Saturday, you can get there, you can dance, you can have a great time. If the veterans, Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. And these are like $35 tickets. I'm giving away two of them. Right now, to the first person that calls, 605-4567, and you get to go to this party. This includes dinner, tri-tip, and prime rib, ham, pork roast, everything, at the Reading Memorial Veterans Hall on Saturday, December 29th, from 5:30 to 11 at 1620 Yuba Street. Give them a call at 378-2280, but these are two free tickets to attend that, and there's your ball. And then you still have New Year's Eve. You can still go out again. And this way you're also helping support the Veterans Memorial or the Veterans
Museum
and his Heritage Center.
Center. Right.
Okay, give us a call at 530-605-4567. All right, Bob. Okay, we were talking about the people that don't go to the VA because they, even though they've got more than enough reason to go, because why? And we were both talking about you and I. Neither one of us went to the VA after retiring from the military. And I'd been injured, and you'd been injured, and it's just we didn't go.
Right. And in my case, I retired in 2003, 26 years of Air Force service. I wasn't eligible for care in the VA clinic. There's two ways to be eligible for care there, and one is that your income must be below their nationally adjusted threshold. Or number two is that you have a service-connected disability. So I didn't have a service-connected disability, didn't put a claim in with the VA to get one, and my income was higher than their threshold. So I wasn't eligible for care there. So I held on with TRICARE, and there's very few TRICARE Prime providers in Northern California.
You think it's going to get worse, too.
It's going to get worse.
It's going to get worse. Yeah.
So when I took the job at Veteran Service Officer, I realized that there was care and help for our veterans out there, and I took advantage of that. And one of the things I did was put a claim in for a number of disabilities that I incurred while being in the Air Force. Once those service-connected disabilities were approved, that opened the door for VA health care for me, and that's where I go for my health care now. And like you said, no complaints. It's a great system, wonderful care there.
I think a lot of people, like I did, you know, you had the injuries, you had these things that were going on in your life. But it was kind of like, well, you know, I'm going to let other people go there, and I just don't want to. And the things exactly like you say and what the doctors say is you've got this, you've gotten banged up here over the last, 29 years. Mm-hmm. Well, but I feel fine. You do right now. But in 10 years, these things are going to start, they're going to make themselves present. Well, as it turns out, then you get other injuries as you go, back, if you stay on active duty and all this.
Yeah.
And that's what the VA is there for, is to take care of those injuries and concerns that happen while you're on active duty.
That's right.
And it's either that or you go out and you go to a private medical facility and have them take care of things that happen to you on active duty, which is kind of what Obama had asked for right at the beginning.
Yeah, take care of yourself. This is a volunteer service, right?
Yeah, that was, that was, veterans still, we get together. Or people in the military, we still get together, and if somebody mentions that, everybody just laughs. They say, that was funny. Oh, but he meant it.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, but see, that this is one of the things. But one of the things is with the VA clinic here is they keep signing up more people. That's what they need to do is anybody that's been a veteran, it's a veteran, I shouldn't say been a veteran, but a veteran, they need to go down and sign up at the clinic.
They do. It will actually come over to our office.
And or your office, yeah.
So we do the forms, and we you know, we provide all the, that assistance they need to get them in the front door there. So, yeah, they really need to come to our office. That's the first stop for that, for their VA health care. And, you know, if they're not eligible, we'll tell them you're probably not eligible. You know, if, and if it looks like they may or may not, we get that form in there anyway. But, you know, we talked during the break here about the folks that have a number of claims, you know, of 10 or 15 issues that they didn't, you wouldn't have seen 10 years ago.
Yeah, well, we want to talk about that. We got about 30 seconds left. Let's talk about that when we get back, because that is one of the things that we talked to about the, to Pete. About is that it used to be two claims or three claims as an average, is now up to 15, 16, 17 claims. Yeah. And why is this? And, you know, what impact does that have on our veterans, on our veterans care? We'll be right back. Carl and DeBott, our guest, Bob Dunlap from the Shasta County Veterans Service Office. He is the El Supremo there. We'll be back after these messages.
Fox News Radio. I'm Lillian Wu. Some in Alabama just starting to get their power back after spending Christmas in the dark. One man in Mobile telling Fox News,
"It looks like a war zone up the street. We looked down. I saw a house where a tornado basically cut it in half."
That storm system blamed for at least six deaths. It brought snow and sleet to the nation's midsection. Tornadoes to the south, now heading for the northeast. Retailers are hoping that shoppers will be freer with their money after Christmas than they were before.
This holiday shopping season considered the worst in 4 years in terms of year-to-year growth. Sales of electronics, clothing, jewelry, and home goods the past 2 months were up just 0.7%, well below the 3 or 4% growth seen in a healthy economy.
Fox Radio's Jared Halpern. And the fiscal cliff deadline just 6 days away with no deal in sight. Fox News, we report, you decide.
You've heard me say this quite often. As dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. There's a reason I keep telling you this. It's because it's true. Because as dealers, we do all pay the same price for these vehicles. So come to Crown Motors and you'll understand why I say the difference is what we sell them for. Come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
The British are coming! The British are coming!
That's right, and Semo Vineyards is bringing the London cabs to the North State. Riding in a British cab is a special treat, and you don't have to go to England to do it. Just call on Semo Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or a first-class limousine, 530-605-0137. Schedule that special trip on the town, to your favorite restaurant, or a tour of the vineyards. That's the London cabs at Semo Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or a first-class limousine, 530-605-0137.
I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. If you are currently on Medicare or will turn 65, you should know that Medicare does not cover all of your medical expenses. You may have deductibles and copays, which could cost thousands of dollars. A traditional Medicare supplement insurance policy can help you cover the part that Medicare does not pay. Review your needs before you turn 65 or during open enrollment if you want to consider a traditional Medicare supplement. If you need individual health insurance or insurance for your business, call Tom Wood at the Advice Center today at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN, or go to our website at theadvicecenter.com. For health insurance or to protect yourself against the high cost of long-term care, loss of income due to a disability, or for low-cost life insurance as competitive as any online, call 244-7526 or 244-PLAN today.
California Life Insurance License 0B85106.
Play High Stakes Bingo at Wind River Casino.
High Stakes Bingo.
Don't miss Bingo's Farewell to 2012 Marathon and drawing on Sunday, December 30th. Free breakfast buffet included. Over $40,000 will go.
40 grand.
20 games pay $2,012. Plus, 20 lucky winners will be selected to share over $4,000 in cash.
A couple grand in your hand.
For details, call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN or log on to windriver.com and check out our bingo calendar.
Bingo calendar subject to change.
It's better on the river.
It's better on the river.
A great meal is always a good idea. And where better to grab a bite than Elements Restaurant? While you heat things up on the casino floor, we're heating things up in the kitchen. Elements is the place to take a break and recharge. Enjoy a friendly atmosphere and happy people, perfect for the whole family. Ask about our nightly dinner specials. All-you-can-eat breakfast buffet, only $7.77 with your River Club card. Elements Restaurant, only at Wind River Casino. For more information, call 1-800-280-UWIN. Log on to WindRiver.com. It's better on the river.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott. Day after Christmas, 8:35 in the morning, December the 26th. It is that right? About right, 37 degrees?
37 is still
going
to
be raining all day, right?
Well, for the most part, yes.
For the most part. When's it going to clear up? Is it going to clear up this week at all?
It's going to clear up for one day tomorrow.
Tomorrow, and then and back again.
And the clouds move back in.
All right. Jeez. Okay. How about New Year's Eve? How's that going to look?
Can't tell yet.
All right. We'll do it. Okay, now, Good News Rescue Mission. Talk to me.
I did speak to them. They are open for business as usual this morning.
Okay, even though they had that big fire on Christmas.
Yes, the administrative office is not functional, but they are open for business at their normal location.
Okay, good. Thank you very much. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop on Athens Avenue. DC Tim and the Man in Black. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors, discounts for veterans. What can I say? Going down, they give great haircuts and they're great people down there. You'll enjoy it. Man's Last Stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop on Athens Avenue. Bob Dunlap, the Shasta County Veterans Services Officer, is with us today. We were talking about the number of claims. And this is one of the things that has impacted on the Veterans Administration medical system is the number of claims.
The medical system and the claim system, right.
Where before... Talk to us about this. It used to just be like one or two.
Before somebody would have an issue that was bothering them, you know, I injured my back and my back is really is causing me the loss of work or sleepless nights or all the other problems that an extremely painful injury would cause. And until someone would guide them through the claims process, they wouldn't think about the other things that that might have bothered them, the broken leg that they still limp because of. And if they broke a left leg and now they're favoring their left leg and putting pressure on their right leg and now the right leg is bothering them. Well, then their hip goes.
Yeah.
And it's this chain reaction of things. Well, a good veteran service officer or veteran service rep can guide them through that claims process and let them know that there's probably some help for them in more than just that bad back. And maybe there's some psychological things that went on. I had a veteran that saw me a couple of years ago. He came in to get some education assistance. You know, he was out of the service for several years. He's probably beyond his GI Bill, but he came in to talk to see what options there were. And found out that, you know, we talked about our Air Force careers. He was Air Force as well. He told me about an accident that he was involved in while he was stationed in one of the bases near Sacramento. It was a serious collision. He was in the hospital for several days. He had actually lacerated his heart. Doctors put him back together, but he had to be separated from the service. He's just never been the same. He can't work in any strenuous activity. When he told me about that, I said, well, my goodness, you were on active duty. You were within the line of duty. You were honorably serving. You've got a claim there. Let's get a claim in for that. Well, you know, through the long process of the VA claims, the VA did recognize that it was a service-connected injury. He is 100% service-connected disabled now. He doesn't have to worry about finding a job that he can only lift 10 pounds and no more in because of his heart problems. He's taken care of. And that's the motto of our office is great is the nation who cares for her veterans. And that's a good example where, you know, although it was a long process, the VA recognized that he served his country honorably and a disability and they're caring for him now. And he wouldn't have had that claim in there unless a veteran service rep had guided him through that process. People that have one or two claims, now they might find themselves with 10 or 15 claims because those are legitimate claims that they have disabilities because of, and there's care for them. So I think that's part of the reason that we're seeing more claims now. We're probably seeing people that didn't have any claims that have one or two issues now. And there was a fellow asking me about care for his mom, who was a widow of a wartime veteran. We were talking about her claim process. And when he got up, you know, he told me he was a veteran. He got up from the chair and he limped out of my office. I said, "What happened to you?" He said, "Well, that happened about 40 years ago. I fell off the back of a deuce and a half." you know, 2.5-ton truck.
Yeah.
And he injured his leg. He injured it severely, but he's been limping all this time. I'm not worried about care for that. I said, we need to get a claim in for that. You injured yourself while serving your country, and the VA needs to take care of you for that. So not only is there care for him, but there's compensation because he's not able to be employed as a 100% fit person would be employed. And that's why the VA pays that compensation. So our office, really, the thrust of our office is to make sure that those veterans and the dependents of the veterans have the care and entitlements that they earned.
Well, you know, that's it. And, you know, and the thing is that, you know, people get into, you know, I got into it with a guest one day that said, or I guess they were online. Anyway, they said, well, you know, what are you talking, you know, of course you don't care about other people's medical care because you've got free medical care from the government. What's the difference? You know, frankly, after they sprayed, you know, they fire hosed me down off the walls on this, and there's a big difference, and this is what people need to realize, is that when you sign up for the service, one of the things that was a guarantee, and I think I'm pretty sure it's in writing someplace, I'm not sure, but I hope it is that if you serve your country, that if you get injured while on active duty, that then the government is going to make sure that you're fixed, and if you can't be fixed, that you're taken care of. And it's just part of the deal that when you sign up for the military, that this is what happens. And people shouldn't feel, I don't know if I should do that. I mean, they shouldn't feel guilty about something like this. This is, you got the injury. You wouldn't have had it unless you'd been on active duty and doing that kind of work.
That's right. And the word really that bothers me is the word free.
Yeah.
Because it's not free.
It's not free.
Veterans who are injured have already paid for that care.
And I tell you what, and then you come out and so, you know, there's no military hospitals around. And so you go on TRICARE. And TRICARE, they're bumping the price up on TRICARE. They're bumping the price up on meds. They're bumping you have deductible. You know, people don't realize it is retirees and that are on TRICARE, they pay for that just like you would insurance out in town.
Yeah.
And the thing about it is they're bumping it up a lot here over the last couple of years. And they're talking about, you know, even more.
Well, there is some legislation to cap it at a certain increase and then only increase per the cost of living after that. That legislation hasn't been approved yet.
Huh.
You know, it's got some support, but as of right now, there's no end on how much they can increase it every year.
And they've doubled it. They've doubled or tripled some of the cost of this. So, I mean, this is just ridiculous. I mean, when it gets down to it, because this is now, they're trying to liken it like you would to a insurance plan that you have for working for IBM. And
that's
it's
right.
not
that's
the
right.
same. Yeah. We'll be right back. We've got Bob Dunlap here as our Shasta County Veteran Service Officer and Colin DeBott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Who can help you through the legal challenges of a divorce? Help you avoid mistakes and navigate this difficult process during an emotional time in your life.
I'm Pat Beasley. I'm committed to resolution-oriented family law. I'm here to listen and guide you successfully through the divorce process.
I'm Andreas Mitry. The law offices of Beasley and Mitry offers you the confident guidance of an experienced attorney to keep you from making mistakes. When it comes to issues like child custody, child support, visitation, and division of property, you'll have to live with the outcome for years. So make sure it's done right.
The law office of Beasley and Mitry is ready to help with competent, efficient representation. Call today for a preliminary consultation at 229-0392. That's 229-0392.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we sell emergency food pails, MREs, freeze-dried foods, heirloom vegetable seed packs, and of course, gold and silver coins and bullion, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But just as important as what we sell is what we buy. The Patriot is one of the largest buyers of what is called junk silver. These are dimes, quarters, and 50-cent pieces that were minted in 1964 and prior years. In most cases, those dealers who come in and out of town pay half of what we pay, and we never pay less than spot for your .999 gold and silver coins and bullion. So if you are in need of a little cash,
cash this holiday season, come to the Patriot and let us give you our best quote. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located at the Safeway Marketplace on East Avenue. In Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Market Center. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob, could we sign a monster truck, Reed? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Signs is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them in other sign shops' cans. We even offer finance for many sign types. Right now, save 50% off any banner. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl Lindebot, Free Fire.
What?
Was there somebody talking there?
No, that was on the song. Sorry.
That's what I meant. Was there somebody talking on the song?
Yes.
Don't do that to me. You know, I'm just so confused. You know, I've been off for a day. Give me a break here. Carl Lindebot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. You think it's easy doing this? It's only been 3 years. I mean, come on. Starting our fourth year. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Head on down to Espresso Joe's. Get the coffee that you're going to need today because it's going to be cold and wet and rainy. And, of course, it's got the finest walk-in humidor in the state and the lowest tobacco prices anywhere around here. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. I've got two tickets to the still New Year's Gala for the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. It's going to be dancing dinner. It's got it all. It's going to be December 29th. You're not going to be out on New Year's Eve. So here, these are $35 tickets. Got two of those. Give us a call at 530-605-4567 if you want those. Our guest, Bob Dunlap, our Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. You know, Bob, you wanted to talk about some of the other numbers and things or updates on...
Well, there's a couple of updates and things in the area here. The Veterans Home, number one, we can't keep that in the news enough. So the current status on the Veterans Home is that they are in the process of hiring some pretty high-end folks, the dietitians, the nurses, the doctors, those folks with degrees.
We're talking about big buck people,
too. We're talking about very good-paying jobs there. Yeah. They've hired, I think, the fifth of their security force.
Did they hire any doctors from around here?
Don't know if they've hired anybody yet.
Okay.
The applications, the exams and those things have taken place. They're in the process of hiring people. A job fair is going to take place on the 30th of January at the home, and that's getting all set up as we speak here with an invite. Now, they're not going to actually hire the people at the job fair, but they'll give information about the jobs and instructions on how the hiring process takes place. And then there's going to be a lot of jobs open right after that takes place.
Now, they're talking about how many jobs total up there?
240 is
if I
remember
right. 240, and it's 170 bed.
150-bed facility. 150. So there's going to be more staff, obviously, more staff than residents.
Well, you got security and, you got security and cleanup and
plant manager,
that stuff. Sure. Yeah. These are going to be well-paying jobs, too.
They're going to be good-paying jobs.
So anything, security jobs. That's nice to know is they're going to have security, and so there's going to be places out there for people probably – No, I hope that the veterans get a preference out there
for the
hiring.
I think they do
because it's a government federal job.
It's a state job.
State job. So
state
I think they get a couple points at least. They should.
So the plan is still to have residency in the fall of 2013, about 9 months from now thereabouts. So the staffing should take place between now and the summer, and then after the summer they'll start the residence in there, and they'll
unless.
Well, it's a new budget year. You know, the current fiscal budget ends in the end of June, and July 1st is a new budget year, which they haven't even begun to talk about money for.
But we passed this bond 30, which should mean all this extra money coming in. I would hope that the veterans would get at least enough to open up these homes, because I understand after you get like 25 people in there that the feds come back in. Is that true?
There is a percentage that the feds will reimburse. That's right. And they'll start with, I think it's 8 a month until the first wing is open. There's 5 wings in there, and it'll take a couple of years to get all 5 wings up and running.
When do people start applying for this? I mean, to get into the place. Have they already started that?
No applications have gone out yet. There's simply a statement of intent to apply that was sent to Sacramento, and then those folks that have sent that statement in who should have received phone calls by now that have confirmed that they have a statement of intent to apply. If somebody has sent a statement in and has not received confirmation, they really need to send another one in there.
Okay.
And get a phone call back from Linda Hartman or one of the administrators at the home to confirm that they're on the list. Once those rooms start opening up or they're ready to open up, they'll send out the applications to those people, and then applications will be considered at that point. And there'll be a point preference.
Do we have a director yet there?
No director that I know of. So okay. Linda Hartman is still the assistant administrator out there.
Okay. So people are applying already. Now, this isn't just a local home either. They take people from all the United States, right?
Well, California would be the preference to draw from just California.
It's a California home. You're
that's
right.
That's right.
But not from right here in Redding, specifically.
Not necessarily.
Right.
Although the Redding home has, last I heard, 550 folks on the statement of intent to appeal list,
yeah.
And it's only 150-bed facility.
Wow.
Fresno, on the other hand, a 300-bed facility, had only 200 and something.
Yeah, and I saw there's one down in L.A. that's only got like 80 people in it.
Can't fill
and it's
them.
Got 300-something spots.
Go figure. I mean, this is the place where people want to retire and they want to stay up here.
Yeah. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. And, Jim, you've got a question for Bob, and we'll get to you as soon as we get back from this break. Carl and the Bot. Bob Dunlap, Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, is our guest. We'll be right back.
Is anything really free anymore? The answer is yes. Did you know that Gone for Free Recycling will come to your home or office and remove your old electronics and appliances for free, working or not? TVs, computers, monitors, refrigerators, microwaves, washers and dryers, the list goes on and on. All removed at no cost to you. Just call 357-GONE. That's 357-4663 to make an appointment today. Or check out their website at goneforfree.com.
My son's car was painted at Maaco in Redding. He liked the work, but I liked the price.
I took my 2-year-old Chevy to Maaco in Redding. You can't even tell I was in an accident.
Maaco does collision repair?
Sure, they do everything a body shop does and everything they won't do. And the work is great.
No wonder customer satisfaction is so high. Choose Maaco in Redding for paint.
And collision.
Maaco in Redding has been family owned and operated for over 15 years. For a limited time, Maaco's most economical paint service, the Ambassador, is just $299. That's right, $299. Come in today. You don't want to miss this special. Maaco is located at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 226-0992. Whatever your uh-oh, better get Maaco. Call 226-0992. That's Maaco in Redding, 226-0992. Fret Body Work and Large Vehicles Estimate.
Hello, Americans. You know what the news is. Now you're going to know the rest of the story. This is Paul Marvey for Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. A local family needed a new heating and cooling system, but they never found anyone better than Alliance. We learned long ago that it's the people that make our systems better. Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, 221-2642, or visit us online at homecomfort.org. And that's the rest of the story. Good day.
You've heard me say this quite often. As dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. There's a reason I keep telling you this. It's because it's true. Because as dealers, we do all pay the same price for these vehicles. So come to Crown Motors and you'll understand why I say the difference is what we sell them for. Come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
This is Ted Leidy, Senior Instructor with NorCal Firearms Instruction. Many of you will give and receive firearms as gifts this holiday season. No firearms gift is complete without proper safety training. NorCal Firearms Instruction offers gift certificates for concealed carry training and hunter's education at our Bastiani Arms location. Call Bastiani Arms today at 222-8222 to register for a class or purchase a gift certificate as the perfect complement to that firearms gift. I'm Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. This portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Harley Davidson. If you didn't get that Harley for Christmas, we still have time before the new sales tax takes effect. Head on down to 1268 Twin View Boulevard right here in Redding, or give them a call, 530-241-7117. It's a Harley Davidson. They've got them all. They've got, not only do they have the motorcycles, they've got everything you need to ride and a service department that will keep you on the road. That's Redding Harley Davidson. Experience the ride, live the dream. Okay, Donna won the tickets to the big soiree this Saturday down there at the Veterans Clinic or Veterans Hall on Yuba Street. And Jim, do you have a question for our guest? You're live on KCNR.
Yeah, good morning. I also want to say that what a good job Bob is doing for the...
He's doing a great job. Yeah, he does. You know, we've had some really good, veteran service officers here.
Yeah. Hey, the question I had is, does the spouses of disabled vets and get any preference to get a job down there?
A spouse of a veteran, not that I know of. That's state employment. Not familiar with all the rules of the state employment, but I don't know that the spouse of a veteran gets preference.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's an interesting question, though.
Yeah. I know a guy that's a disabled vet, and his wife is qualified to work in rest homes and things. So
it might be worth looking at there, Jim.
Check it. Okay, fine. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Yes, Jim. Thanks for the question. Yeah. Right. Okay. What else you got, Bob? This is our last couple of minutes here.
Yeah, we're in for a new run in the nation here. Of course, we have a new defense secretary that hasn't been named yet. We've got lots of opportunities for getting the right person in that job. We've seen several suggested.
I'm glad it wasn't John Kerry. You talk about people that have been fighting that one.
Yeah,
I think he'd be a much better Secretary of State than a Secretary of Defense.
Yeah, I have my opinions about that, but professionally speaking, I think that the person needs to be a veteran. There have been several floated across there that were not veterans or are not veterans, and I really think that the defense secretary needs to be a veteran, and it needs to be one that just cares about the military and doesn't want to erode it.
You know what? The thing is that we've got a lot of retired generals that, would be great secretaries of defense. I mean, they've commanded large organizations. They understand how it works, and they care. And and I would hope that most of them would care for the military.
John Kerry, junior officer. I don't think he was ever in a leadership position that the defense secretary needs to be in. You need to have thousands of people under your command and champion the cause of your folks,
and not throw your medals over the fence,
and not give in or cave in to the bureaucracy. So,
that's right.
We're going to see that in the next few months.
I'd like to see Jim Webb. Well, that's who I'd like to see. I mean, he was Secretary of the Navy and he got really upset and he quit that time. But, here's a guy, a Navy Cross winner, a senator. I think he would make too many waves for the Obama administration.
Chuck Hagel is another one.
They're looking at him.
They're looking at him seriously.
Yeah.
And he's a combat wounded veteran. However, his ideology might not be what we're looking for in a defense secretary. So there's a lot of folks that are being floated around there. And I just, my opinion is it needs to be a veteran that serves in that job and someone that's so
as apolitical as possible.
Apolitical, and
absolutely.
It's the worn the boots that we wear.
That's it. But you know what? That's great. That's a good thing. We've got we're having a regular update every month from the veterans from the Veterans Administration Clinic here,
mm-hmm.
And once a month they come in, they talk about a different program, not program but a division of it. So to try and get our Veterans Clinic out there to let people understand what's going on, and we have you on a regular basis too, because we have so many veterans up here. I mean, our percentage of veterans in the North State.
It sure seems like that, doesn't it?
It does, but we're not getting that that love from Sacramento. Believe us or something.
We may not have more veterans per capita than any other county, but the veterans that we do have in Shasta County especially are not afraid to say that they're veterans. They're very vocal. The county supports them very well. It's the environment that we as individuals, as citizens, have created up here to say we honor our veterans, we support what you've done, and we care for you. And a good example of that is you talked about veterans discounts for businesses.
Oh, yeah.
The tobacco and brew, the heating.
All of these.
All these places. There's 150 businesses in Reading alone that provide discounts to veterans.
And we're working on that to increase that, because we've got somebody else just rolled in here with something about helping veterans and giving a percentage of what they make to a veterans.
Yeah, so. You won't see that in some of the big population areas in California. But I think in Shasta County, especially Northern California, it's a very veteran-friendly environment. And those veterans that are there are not afraid to come out and say, I'm a veteran.
Yeah. Well, hey, our guest has been Bob Dunlap, Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. That's our emergency action EAS thing that's going off right there, but it's just a test. And it's just like everything else that's going on electronically today, of course it's going to do it right now.
Of course.
Tomorrow, Dr. Ray John from Haven Humane will be our guest, and we're going to be talking about the latest out there and what's going to be happening next year with them. Bob, thank you so much for being there.
My pleasure. Thank you, Carl.
Just remember out there, my friends, it's the good guys against the bad guys. I hope you had a great Christmas, and we're looking forward to this coming year. Which are you?
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. The storm system, already responsible for 6 deaths in the South, is headed north. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown is watching live.
Ron, those same thunderstorms that spawned as many as 34 tornadoes from Texas to Alabama are on the move and prompting watches and warnings close to the eastern seaboard.
Capable of damaging winds and perhaps a few tornadoes across the Carolinas into southeastern Virginia.
Says Corey Mead with the National Weather Service, blizzards plaguing Oklahoma and Missouri yesterday now have Illinois, Indiana, and Kentucky residents fearing the same. Flight tracking websites are already showing airports around the midsection of the country having flight delays, Ron.
Eben, a woman and 4 children, ages 2 to 8, were killed in a house fire this morning in Oklahoma City. A man who survived it is hospitalized in critical condition. A firewoman says the cause is to be determined. By this time tomorrow, President Obama's Hawaiian holiday will be in his rear.